Brokan Show with Anna DeVellantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, this is a great pleasure to have in studio with us our friends of the show, Ambassador Bruce Hayman and his wife Vicki Hayman, and they are Chicagoans who went off to Canada to become the United States ambassador, and I would say ambassadors, because I think Vicki did more work than Bruce, and that's at least how the Canadian press played it. And they were up in Ottawa for a couple of years, and it's amazing because Bruce has been on the show a number of times since he's come back here, and we've talked about international relations and things like that. We'll get to that, and you know, sort of why are we always so mad at our own friends and you know, hugging our enemies. But before we get to that, they've written a book called The Art of Diplomacy, and it's fascinating because what they did is they did, you know, these are like, you know, two Chicago kids, even though they're from Ohio and Kentucky, that doesn't really matter. No. They, you know, but they're transplants, they raise their family here, they've been here for a gazillion years, and all of a sudden, you know, they're thrown onto this stage and to do this job. And they tell it from each of their perspectives of what it's like to walk in. And I think one of the most fascinating things is that you walk into, like, you know, you go to the residence. There's a special name for the residence, right, Vicki?
Lornado. Like
Lornado, right.
For Lorna Doone.
And really, like the cookie, Lorna Doone?
No, the novel.
The novel. Okay.
That was 100 years ago. The cookie came after.
Oh. Well, I mean, of course, the novel. Anna,
yeah,
that's what she meant, the novel.
I was thinking novel, okay. Not cookie.
Yeah, question was that. So the it's fascinating how, you know, you walk in and it's some of these places are not exactly in the same shape that you kind of expect. These are, you know, you got to put your own sort of stamp on it, and you know, might have to fix the plumbing.
Yeah, well, coming to Canada, Bruce and I came there not as official. I mean, Bruce was officially the ambassador, and we were there launched as diplomats, but we had never been diplomats before. We just had lived our lives. Bruce had been in finance, and I'd done a lot of work in my community. I started in finance a long time ago, but a lot of work here in Chicago and children's health and education, and segue to get very involved in the Obama campaign, both in 08 and 12. And we arrived kind of with our skills that we had, not necessarily the diplomatic skills, and how are we going to make this journey our own? How are we going to tell our story? So Lornado and transforming the residence from kind of the stuffy diplomatic post
to a
pretty great place, a lot of great art, a lot of great storytelling, some good parties, and some great conversations. It made an impact.
Well, it's an interesting thing. Bruce, you were here. We talked about this a number of times, that Canada is our best friend. It's like our brother, right? I mean, it's in the Game of Thrones kind of way. It's brother, might not be your brother. You're not sure. You know, are you related? You're not related.
Sometimes you're really close. Yeah. Sometimes not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Now, are you going to be family? What is going to happen? But that's really what it is. I mean, we have the largest trading relationship with Canada, as we do with any country in the world, right? We have the, in terms of our national defense, it's as big as it. As you know, they are the biggest player in terms of aiding us in our national defense, as we are with them. And we have the longest uncontrolled border, at least for the moment, you know, in human history with them. So, you know, when you go up there, especially when you went up there in 2013, right, 14, we were friends, weren't we?
We weren't just friends. We were best friends. And if you think, you know, everybody out here listening in today, you think about your own best friend and you think about what it takes to be a best friend. Trust, honesty, they're there for you when you need them. You know, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Well, Canada's always been there for us through thick and thin, whether it's a hurricane or a fire or 9/11 or Iran and the diplomats taking him out. Canada's always been there for us, and they're our largest trading partner, and they share the Great Lakes here with us just on the other side, and they're our largest energy supplier, yes, more than the next five countries combined, but we're family, and, you know, that's how we left, and we felt great about it. Look, Obama came and spoke before Parliament. We had a state dinner for Justin Trudeau, and we got deals done. Everything was going great.
Now, when you came in, there was a conservative prime minister, right? So it wasn't like, you know, this was, you know, Obama and Trudeau, who would be a little bit more politically like-minded. Right. This was and you talk, that's another, if people are interested in politics and geopolitics, that's a great part of this book too, The Art of Diplomacy, is talking about how you had, because the Conservative Party up in Canada, like Conservative parties in a lot of other places, including Europe, and, you know, they sort of had a little jaundiced view of Liberal Democrats in America.
They did. But my point in the book, and we did have some differences, especially on this Keystone Pipeline, which everybody, I think, is familiar with, that is still not yet done or approved, even though we have a Republican president, we had a Democratic president. But the bigger issue for us is it doesn't matter whether a Republican or Democrat in the White House, a conservative or liberal up in the parliament in Ottawa, that the U.S.-Canada relationship rises above all that, even when you have disagreements. Even if you could, if you were to disagree, you don't need to be disagreeable in that process. But what's happened the last 2 years is Donald Trump has just gone right at these guys in a way that you never would treat your best friend. In fact, I think he treats them worse than, you know, some of our
Vladimir Putin. Let me put words in your mouth.
Thank you.
You've spoken out before about how this administration looks at diplomacy now as very binary, wins and losses.
Correct.
And that's dangerous, in your opinion. And you're telling us that we should really be concerned about this sort of approach to Canada.
Very short-term thinking. Very much, you know, the president's like, I got to have a victory, so you've got to lose. And in diplomacy, especially with your next-door neighbor and your best friend who's going to be there year in and year out, the relationship's not disposable like some painting contractor at some Trump property. The relationship is something that you need to work on. And we can still have differences. We have differences within our own family. With, Vicky and I sometimes even have a difference, believe it or not.
I don't.
But in all reality, is you have to work through those, and you do that with your friend. The way he's treating Canada really caused us to sit down and write this book. And the book is a story. It's actually kind of like a love letter
to
Canada.
It's not very political, though.
I mean, it's not a super political book.
No, there's a little bit of it. As sometimes there's people yelling at Bruce about... there's
about
a couple
what?
Times. Well, there's a couple times where, you know, there's a couple tough negotiations and a couple tough moments when you guys were trying to figure out what it was that you were going to do. Generally the work of an ambassador. There are going to be tough meetings.
There are tough meetings and they're tough discussions.
Yeah.
But you can have those behind closed doors and you can work through them. You don't need to get to the point where you're calling people names and you're threatening them and you're doing things against them. And so that's what ended up happening. Donald Trump's like calling people names, calling out Justin Trudeau, you know, calling out the form and lying about things about our trade and our level of trade and everything. And so, you know, that's the reason we wrote the book. We wanted to let Canadians know that we do care, and there are a whole lot of us to do. We want to let Americans know how important the Canada-U.S. relationship is.
And this book just in its first week cracked the top 10 bestseller list in Canada.
That
tells you everything today. You need to know.
It's just today, it was just announced just as we walked in.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Thinking about relationships, the book really is a book about relationships, both personal and political. So in the book, you're going to meet prime ministers. You're going to meet a Supreme Court justice. You're going to meet a fisherman. You're going to meet a farmer. You're going to meet Mrs. Trudeau. You're going to meet incredible Canadian artists and change makers. And it's our way of saying, you know, I think particularly here in the United States, to people that don't know Canada intimately. They know him as the nice guys that live up north. But to understand what's important to Canadians, what do they value, how come they're our best friends, and to show in a human way, you know, what really connects us. So what we hope people take away from this book is the notion that this is a very valued relationship. These are the kinds of values that this country holds up, and we want to be part of that. And it becomes really more of a call to action to Americans and to Canadians to say, we want to be citizen ambassadors with a small A. This is a relationship worth fighting for and protecting, whether that means you're an artist, you know, write a song, you're a filmmaker, make a film, you're an activist, organize, or you're just a citizen, vote.
Well, you know, it's culturally, Canada and the United States are probably the closest neighboring nations in the world to each other that share the most amount of cultural coverage, you know, that's in terms of, obviously, you know, there's French, you know, the mm-hmm. Quebecois and all that. That's a different language. Even they don't even understand each other. Let's just be honest. But the whole thing, even with the difference in language, it is, you know, the common values, common historical experience, mm-hmm. A common feel to the cuisine and to the, you know, so many different things. And so, and you don't find that around the world. And so it's just such a ridiculous moment that we're living in right now where, as we're talking about, this has to be some sort of transaction or game theory moment with everybody who's on our side. And then you go and you kind of suck up to the people who are not on our side and you're trying to win them over by charming them. Like you're a casino manager trying to get them to show up at a craps table. And I just don't think that that's a great way of going about business.
You know, around the world, countries actually don't have a lot of flexibility in choosing who your neighbor is. But you do have flexibility choosing who your friends are. Mm-hmm. And the United States has chosen well. We have chosen Canada as our best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think all of us should just take note. Oh, by the way, here in Illinois, this is our largest trading partner. We trade more with Canada than any other country in the world. So if you're out there and you work in a company and you sell product that sells outside of Illinois, odds are Canada is your top customer. Oh, by the way, as far as tourism, who do you think the largest number of tourists that come down and visit Chicago and come to our restaurants and go to our hotels and enjoy the community that we have here?
People from St. Louis? The Canadians. Yeah. Okay.
The nicer ones. The Canadians.
Only during the Cubs games.
Yeah. All right. Hey, and I want to just say one other thing. There is a disgusting story in this book.
What?
An absolutely disgusting.
Does it involve Euro?
It does not. It does not. That I was never in Canada for this. They go to a place in out in the Maritimes or something, right? Where they literally take a frozen toe. Oh. Like a human.
It's the Yukon. What? It's the Yukon.
It's in the Yukon. All right.
A frozen toe.
Yeah, they take a frozen, black, frozen toe, and they, like, put it in your drink, right? Is that what they do?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to take a shot with the frozen, dead, black toe in your drink.
It's not even frozen anymore. It's just kind of there. And then what they do is, so I look down at it, and, you know, this sour toe cocktail.
You can make one, Rose.
You can just toss it in your drink.
Canarba wagon, I hear it.
You take a shot, and then I see the guy grab the toe, and he wrings out a few extra drops and says, will you drink these? And you know what? I try just about everything. I didn't go there.
I think we'd do it. I think this show would do it. We're not afraid.
Yeah, Fridays.
Right. Yeah, Fridays. Right.
Fridays.
Right about 5:37. It would be right about the moment where we're like, okay, because we're already four in by then, but nobody knows.
Uh-huh.
The Art of Diplomacy is the book. Bruce and Vicky Hayman, former U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Ambassador Bruce Hayman and his wife Vicky, have written this. They're Chicagoans, and it's just cracked the top 10 in its first week and the Canadian bestseller list. It's about to hit the American bestseller list. It's really an interesting look, and it's a great way of selling the idea that maybe we should be getting along more than, and you know, maybe what you do, you know, there's somebody in your house that drives you nuts about Trump. Maybe you just slide that under the pillow. He's buy
or buy mother a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah,
or whatever,
nice Mother's, right? Exactly. Right. Here, read this. This is how this should be done. So, and then you'll also learn about the dead toe in the drink.
Yeah.
Lauren Lapka's got the WGN. Well, first let me find out from Kim what's happening in the news at the top of the hour. I almost forgot about her.
How could you forget about me? The House has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt over the Mueller report.
Lauren's traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.